综合模拟演练四，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
You've just come back from your trip?
I was just back home from Korea last night. I also visited Japan and Singapore. Text 2. Please get me a beer. A cold one, you know. I never drink beer without ice.
But it is winter now. Don't you think that's bad for your stomach?
Text 3.
I hear your son is working part-time at the supermarket.
Yes, he works on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 7 and all day on Saturday.Text 4. Our teacher can speak English like an American, though his mother tongue is Italian.
Yes, but do you know he speaks French, German, and Spanish too?
Text 5. I wonder what happened to Jerry.He hasn't been around for at least 2 weeks.
He took leave to see his mother in Europe.
Part 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Thank you very much, Miss James. That helped me a lot.
I'm glad I could be of some help, Carlos. Let me know if you have any more questions later.
I will. And thank you for giving up your coffee break to help. I know you need one after teaching 3 classes.
Oh, I don't mind. Teaching is what I love most.
Well, goodbye, and thanks again.
You're welcome, Carlos.See you in class on Monday.
Thank you very much, Miss James. That helped me a lot.
I'm glad I could be of some help, Carlos. Let me know if you have any more questions later.
I will. And thank you for giving up your coffee break to help. I know you need one after teaching 3 classes.
Oh, I don't mind. Teaching is what I love most.
Well, goodbye, and thanks again.
You're welcome, Carlos. See you in class on Monday.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8th to 10th questions.
I hope we'll have a good flight.
So do I. I don't like flying.
Are you going on holiday?
No, I am traveling on business. I'm a salesman. I work for a computer company.
How interesting.
And you?
I am a physicist. I am going to give some lectures.
Really? In English?
Yes, of course. Scientists all over the world speak English.
Would you like to have a drink?
No, thank you. I hope we'll have a good flight.
So do I. I don't like flying.
Are you going on holiday?
No, I am traveling on business. I'm a salesman. I work for a computer company.
How interesting.
And you?
I am a physicist. I am going to give some lectures.
Really? In English?
Yes, of course. Scientists all over the world speak English.
Would you like to have a drink?
No, thank you. I wish those people next door would turn their music down. It's so loud.
I know, darling. I just can't sleep. They are only allowed to play music up until 10:30 on weeknights, and it's already 11:30.
I'll have a really important meeting tomorrow morning, and I'll have to go and see the doctor in the afternoon. If they aren't quiet soon, I'll never get to sleep.
We should go to their house and ask them to turn it down.
Well, I really don't want to talk to them. They are not very friendly people.
Anyway, we should have a try. If they don't listen, we'll just pick up the phone and call the police.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's get dressed. Wait a moment. Let me check. Ah, here it is. Oh, someone from the History Research Center borrowed it almost 3 months ago.
Why, that's where I work. Who is it?
David Thomas.
Why, that's me. When did I borrow it? Oh, boy. I remember now. I let Dennis have it a long time ago. I'm awfully sorry about all the fuss I made. I'll get it back as soon as possible.
I wish those people next door would turn their music down. It's so loud.
I know, darling. I just can't sleep. They are only allowed to play music up until 10:30 on weeknights, and it's already 11:30.
I'll have a really important meeting tomorrow morning, and I'll have to go and see the doctor in the afternoon. If they aren't quiet soon, I'll never get to sleep.
We should go to their house and ask them to turn it down.
Well, I really don't want to talk to them. They are not very friendly people.
Anyway, we should have a try. If they don't listen, we'll just pick up the phone and call the police.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's get dressed. Wait a moment. Let me check. Ah, here it is. Oh, someone from the History Research Center borrowed it almost 3 months ago.
Why, that's where I work. Who is it?
David Thomas.
Why, that's me. When did I borrow it? Oh, boy. I remember now. I let Dennis have it a long time ago. I'm awfully sorry about all the fuss I made. I'll get it back as soon as possible. What food shall I buy today?
I want a green salad for lunch. For supper, I want some meat.
What kind of meat, madam?
Beef steak.
How much beef steak do you want?
About 2 pounds. Do we have enough bread and potatoes?
We have enough bread, but we don't have enough potatoes. Shall I buy some potatoes?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll go. What food shall I buy today?
I want a green salad for lunch. For supper, I want some meat.
What kind of meat, madam?
Beef steak.
How much beef steak do you want?
About 2 pounds. Do we have enough bread and potatoes?
We have enough bread, but we don't have enough potatoes. Shall I buy some potatoes?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll go.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.And welcome to our tour. Now, we're on the way to some points of historical interest in the city. If you look out of the window on your right, you'll see the Grange, one of the oldest buildings in the city. It was built 200 years ago and still has most of the old furniture. Perhaps the most interesting thing is that every Saturday afternoon,You can come and watch them bake bread the way it was done 200 years ago. On your left is a university building. This university building is just 125 years old. We'll be stopping in a quarter at Bridgeton Castle. It was built by Sir Henry Pollat for his young wife. He brought almost all of the building materials from England. Notice the beautiful glass windows.Unfortunately, Sir Henry's young wife became ill and died before the castle was completed. Sir Henry became so unhappy that he left the castle and returned to England. No family members ever lived there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our tour. Now we're on the way to some points of historical interest in the city.If you look out of the window on your right, you'll see the Grange, one of the oldest buildings in the city. It was built 200 years ago and still has most of the old furniture. Perhaps the most interesting thing is that every Saturday afternoon, you can come and watch them bake bread the way it was done 200 years ago. On your left is a university building.This university building is just 125 years old. We'll be stopping in a quarter at Bridgeton Castle. It was built by Sir Henry Pollat for his young wife. He brought almost all the building materials from England. Notice the beautiful glass windows. Unfortunately, Sir Henry's young wife became ill and died before the castle was completed.Sir Henry became so unhappy that he left the castle and returned to England. No family members ever lived there.